Welcome to the Inside College Soccer Podcast, bringing together some of the best college soccer-related people to your earbuds, from coaches to players and beyond. So, thank you for tuning in. The Inside College Soccer Podcast is brought to you by Sports Recruiting USA, the college soccer experts. Now, enjoy the show.
All right, everybody, welcome back Inside College Soccer. So we're here live at the convention. This is another convention podcast. And right now we've got with us Keith Tozier, who represents Major Indoor Soccer League, right?
That's correct.
So tell us about the MISL, what's going on. MISL is not new.
No, well,
it's been around a while, right?
Indoor soccer has been around since 1978.
Yeah.
So
there we go.
I was getting ready to be drafted in the NASL. Shep Messing was playing for the New York Cosmos.
Oakland Stompers is where I know Shep from.
Oakland Stompers,
That tells you how far back I go. We had season tickets, and we'd go watch Shep, and he was one of my heroes.
Yeah, he was one of my heroes, too.
Yeah.
So indoor soccer was born in 1978. Shep was my hero, but then he was on the other end of the field at Nassau Coliseum. So indoor started in 1978. NASL folded. And so many people that are involved in MLS, USL, and college soccer were born through indoor soccer.
Right.
You know, Mike Noonan, who just won a national championship 2 years ago, played for me in Louisville.
Clemson.
You got Johnny Torres at Creighton University.
Yep.
You got Shasta Sarovsky at Maryland.
Right.
And the list goes on and on. And then if you look in, you know, Peter Vermees and Zoran Savic with Sporting KC, Preki, you know, Smetzer. The list goes on and on and
on.
So indoor's been part of, you know, the soccer landscape for years. About a year and a half ago, Don, they were looking for a new commissioner. Shep Messing, JP Della Camera, from
the
Fox.
The broadcaster.
Broadcaster. We've all been friends for all these years. We said, wouldn't it be interesting to go after the commissioner's job together and then split it up? So we went after it. We got it. JP's president of media. Shep is head of sponsorship and expansion, and I got the short end of the stick with soccer. But like Supreme Court of Nine, we're three. So
right.
We discuss everything, and we're very excited about it. And what we wanted to do, Don, was bring the college draft back.
Oh, okay.
And that was a month ago.
Right.
And we knew that, at least at this juncture, we wouldn't go after the top-tier player because, obviously, Major League Soccer has done a fabulous job, as well as United Soccer Leagues. But
right.
We felt that young players need to know that if you go left, you go to Major League Soccer, and if you go right, you can go to indoor soccer and have a great career there, or maybe start in indoor and then maybe go back outdoors. So the college draft, we had the first two rounds were territorial. So you had to pick someone that was from your state or, you know, went to college outside your state, but, you know, you went born in your state. And then the third round was at large. You could draft anybody. And there's some players already playing from the college draft.
How many MASL teams currently?
We currently have 14. We have two divisions of seven. We have two in Mexico. The rest are in the United States. We've added Monterrey and Chihuahua this year. Next year, Ronaldinho will have a team. The outdoor player.
Right.
So he came into our league as an owner, part owner of a club. So since we've taken over, we've added two teams, and we're going to be adding several more in the next year or two.
Okay, so what's the future look like then for MASL?
Yeah, when we took over, we needed to change the bylaws to give us a little bit more power in the league office. The ownership group agreed to that. We needed a guaranteed contract not to get involved in a year and then get jettisoned, so we got a three-year contract. We needed to stay with our own gigs. I'm in futsal, Shep's Madison Square Garden, JP's Fox, so we can do this journey as well as the other journey. We felt that if we got better in 25% of A to Z, whatever that would be, the game itself, television, the ball, whatever, that would be a great, you know, stride. And I think there are some that we fell a little short, but there were some we exceeded. So we hit our first goal. We're in our second year, and we continue to grow. The culture shift, we thought maybe it was 3 years, might be four or five.
Right.
But we're on the right track.
So, you know, I would imagine on the men's side of what we do at Sports Recruiting USA, 80% of the boys say that they want to go on to a pro career.
Yep.
So, obviously, with MLS, there's a limited number of spots. And, of course, MLS has the academies now.
Yep.
And they're grooming these kids from an early age to play professionally. And
yep.
then, of course, then we've got international players that sneak in and out of that. MASL, so indoor soccer, is this another opportunity for young men that may not know that it's really there as a springboard to be able to play 11-a-side?
I think it's a huge springboard. I think, one, it's just another avenue for them to get done with college and to be able to make some money and continue what they love to do, even though it's not outdoor, it's indoor. And then I think there's the ability of a player to go indoor, and then all of a sudden someone looks at him an outdoor and say, hey, by the way, all the guys that have coached in Major League Soccer or friends of mine, they all said, I wish a lot of my players played 1 year in indoor because it teaches you how to defend. You know, that's one thing. You can't be lazy. And the methodology of how to defend by yourself and how to cover with another player, so on and so on. You know, Jimmy Cabrera, who was great with the national team outdoor, played outdoor soccer in Major League Soccer. He was a great indoor player. Brookie was a great indoor player. Christian Pulisic, by the way, his dad played for the Harrisburg Heat indoor, then took over Detroit, had five Brazilians. So Christian was 8 or 9, played indoor and futsal with them. And by the way, he's playing for Chelsea.
Right.
So there's so many different ways to be seen, but to get a college education. And then maybe not ready for Major League Soccer, there's Major
right.
Arena Soccer League.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a great opportunity.
So how do players find out more information
yep.
about MASL?
Yep.
Where do they go?
They can go to MASLsoccer.com. That's our website. We're in the middle of our season right now. We started preseason in November. We'll go through that in March, and playoffs are in April. But, you know, teams in Los Angeles and San Diego, two in Dallas, Baltimore, Utica, Orlando, Kansas City, Milwaukee, list goes on and on. So great opportunity if you're a college player and you're getting towards the end of your college career, MASLsoccer.com can register for the draft. And we also had a player combine this year, first ever
in
the league.
That's what I was going to ask about. Is there future plans for a player combine is my next question.
Oh, my God, Don, it was so great. Well, one is, before I managed the game, and I coached many years in this league and played in this league, before I managed the game and directed some players, teaching I love. I love teaching. And to watch all our coaches with 86 young guys living their dream to be evaluated and then be on a stage 2 days later, we shipped them through, I shouldn't say ship, we drove them through downtown Dallas. I think we had like 15 black SUVs. So we took them from the hotel and the arena where we trained them for 3.5 days. And we brought them downtown to the Statler Hotel, which is a beautiful hotel owned by the owner of Mesquite. And we did like an NBA draft. So we had first, second, third, fourth round. So all the players are in that room and they were drafted. And there's already players now who were in that combine that are making their footprint in indoor soccer right now. So you got that, and then you got the college draft. Great opportunity.
So how do players get selected for the combine?
That was through a process where they went to our website. They had to fill out information. They had to put their CV or their resume in, any videos they had. Then we vetted them. So every player who sent their stuff in did not get invited. Then we invited 86 players. Their first session on Friday, we had orientation on a Thursday night. Capelli was the sponsor of it. Friday morning, we put them through training session, some offense, some defense. What do you do when a keeper gets the ball? What do you do in this and that? And then we had 3 games. We had an app that all the coaches would evaluate. But it was cool. I took a coach from the Western Division and a coach from the Eastern Division, combined them, and they coached one team. And then did that again, and they coached the other team.
That's interesting.
But then the other coaches sat in the stands and evaluated the players on an app. So we did it 1, 2, and 3. Ones were the best players. So it pretty much came true who the best players were. They were drafted in the first couple rounds. But to see the coaches interact with young players who were thirsty, you know, and young college players, they want to continue no matter what. Just another great opportunity for them. So,
how important did video play in that selection process?
Video is really important. I mean, I think to go back to watch video again, especially if you're interested in a player, I think it's also not only important the video, is the interaction, to be on the field. You know, one owner said to me, I said, we're going to do a training session, a little defense, a little offense. And they go, well, why don't you just do that on a Zoom and go through? I want to see the players in the eyes.
Touch and feel.
I want to see how they react to information.
Yeah.
I want to see that passion.
I agree.
You know, and man, when you get 86 young guys who maybe didn't have the ability to get to Major League Soccer, but all of a sudden they got a chance to play pro in a different venue, okay, it was pretty cool. I have to say, the only thing that we regretted, Don, is we said, should we broadcast the draft live? And we said, you know, this is our first time doing this.
Yeah.
When you do something live, you can't go back.
Right.
But after the fact, we said, oh, my God, this would have been like
it would have been great.
It would have been great. It would have been like the NBA. To have players come up on the stage, because moms and dads are there, girlfriends, whatever, for them to come up on stage and have their jersey, scarf, and a hat with the team, and have, you know, guys with tears in their eyes that they're actually living their dream.
Right.
I think that's great. I mean, I think college is great for young players. I think to get education is so important. I think the social aspect of going to college is so important. And I think to dream and have your dream become a reality, no matter what that reality looks like, be it futsal, an indoor or outdoor, to me, that's pretty cool.
No, and that's a large majority of the kids in this country. My son was one of these kids where he knew he needed a degree.
Yep.
He knew that would take him after soccer, that would benefit him in some way. And now he's, of course, he's coaching at NC State now. But to get there, he knew he needed that degree. But soccer was what drove him to really get that degree. And so I think it's okay. I mean, a lot of parents, they do talk about, and I think the academics are important and all of that. I'm not saying it's not. But there is this good chunk of players in this country who just do not want to give it up. As my friend Bruce Murray said when we talked about this on a podcast, he said that it was just high school is now a selection process. Do I get to continue to play? College is another part of the selection process. Do I get to continue to play? Now we're talking about what happens after college, right?
Yeah. You know, I went to Oneonta State. Right, so
right.
You know about Hartwick College and you know all the people that came out of Oneonta. I left halfway through my senior year to turn pro.
Okay.
So I went to Cincinnati Kids. That's when, you know, we first game in Nassau Coliseum. My owner was Pete Rose, right? So here I was, a broke kid.
Right.
Now I got money in my pocket. I got a keys to a brand new car. I got an apartment. I'm living the dream. But I had told my parents, Don, that I will go back and get my degree. So I played that season indoor. I played for the Pennsylvania Stoners of the American Soccer League. And then that early fall, I went back to Oneonta. I got my business degree, and then I went back to indoor. But to always have that was so important, you know, yes, for my parents, but most importantly, it was important for me to get it done.
Okay. So now to wrap this up, to make sure that everybody understands that if you are a player who's going to be chasing the dream of turning pro, and you want to take advantage of this opportunity, go to the MASL.com.
MASLsoccer.com.
MASLsoccer.com.
Yep.
Go to the website.
Yep.
There will be a place to register.
For the next combine.
For the next combine.
Yep. If you're a senior playing out your eligibility next fall, then you would be involved in the college draft for next season.
What should the timing of this be? What would be too late? In other words, they need to do this before...
Well, for the player combine will be next October, so they got a lot of time because we just had it. The college draft will be next December, so they got a lot of time to focus on their studies, focus on their senior year, and then they can go in the college draft. There is a tab on MASLsoccer.com that if they want to write me individually, personally, if they have any questions about time, you know, what should they be doing, so forth and so on, or maybe they're done playing in college, and their eligibility's done, and they're just out there, and they'd like to get involved, then we can get them on to maybe a tryout with another team. But, again, exciting time for college players. I really appreciate the time to get on here because, as you can tell, the passion that I have.
You have it.
For education
yes.
And for young players to really reach their dreams can become reality.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on, Keith. Thank you very much.
My honor. Thank you.
All right.